Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
I don't think we're going to have a recession. I know people are very upset, and rightly so, about inflation, but there's nothing to suggest that inflation and that a recession's in the works.
Bank of America is exposing Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, and she may be wrong again. B of A issued a warning that inflation is in a technical recession. That's a quote from Michael Hartnick. He's the bank's chief investment strategist. A group of bipartisan senators have reached a gun safety framework, which includes enhanced background checks for those under 21, funding for mental health, and school safety and state grants for red flag laws. This is an agreement on principle and not legislative text, which comes next. U.S. annual inflation rose to 8.6% in May, the highest in 40 years. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
A historic heat wave in the West is forecast to roll eastward this week after Phoenix, Las Vegas, and Denver had scorching temperatures over the weekend. More than 50 million Americans sweltered under heat advisories. Southerly winds will pump hot, humid air into the eastern two-thirds of the nation through Wednesday. With the election systems in many states being criticized for failing to do the job in a timely manner, Tulsi Gabbard, the former Hawaii congresswoman, weighs in on Fox News.
Make it as easy and straightforward as possible for registered voters to vote. And so some people prefer mail-in voting. I know some people. I prefer in-person voting. Yeah. Others do as well. Let's, you know, same-day voter registration. There are so many different initiatives we could put forward. Again, let's encourage engagement in our democracy, because the more people who are engaged, the more the people's voices are heard, and make sure that those who are elected are actually serving the interests of the American people.
USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
An Astra rocket failed to deliver two weather satellites on Sunday. It failed to reach orbit. NASA is calling it a total loss. The January 6th made-for-TV show might have exposed the Senate Majority Leader by using President Trump's peacefully and patriotically protest at the Capitol on January 6th in an attempt to tie it to incitement. This, as Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer directly called for attacks on conservative Supreme Court justices. Quote, you won't even know what hit you, end quote. Days later, a man is arrested and charged with attempted murder of Justice Kavanaugh. Constitutional lawyer Alan Dershowitz on Newsmax.
I have to tell you, if it does, then Chuck Schumer's in trouble, too, because, you know, he made a speech in front of the Supreme Court in which he basically targeted two justices of the Supreme Court and said, you won't even know what hit you. Now, he didn't intend for that to be an incitement, but certainly mentally disturbed people and others, like the kid who was found in front of Kavanaugh's house, could easily take that as a dog whistle. And sure, it's so interesting, because the Democrats are saying that Trump engaged in a dog whistle when he said peacefully and patriotically let your voices be heard, but Schumer did not.
Right.
The other side, the exact opposite. So we have to have one rule for all people, regardless of party, race, gender, or ideology.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. How you doing? Happy Monday to you. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. It's all right there. Included is the entire archive of all these great interviews we have with these special guest experts in their field. That I pray that they bless you and that you're all the smarter as a result of listening to the show and re-listening to these interviews, because this is what they bring to the table. I mean, each of them, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50 years worth of experience in their selected fields, and all to benefit us and to get us out of the 8-second soundbite realm, right? Because if that's what you live in, if that's the diet of information that you're getting, are 8-second soundbites, well, you're really ill-equipped to be a complete citizen, because you need to have the total story, not just part of the story. Sam Sorbo is going to be joining us in just a moment, the Family First actress, writer, speaker, homeschool mom, and lots to talk with her, just the individual projects that she's involved with as far as it relates to homeschooling. Definitely interested in talking to her about what's happening in the classrooms today and this gun legislation. Also, of course, we will take on look forward to her insight as to the January 6th committee hearings. These were the things that were being talked about all weekend. Is Sam with us now?
I'm right here.
Oh, you are right there. Okay. They didn't tell me that you were there and you were so quiet like a church mouse. I didn't know. So thank you for being here.
What's he doing until I get on the call with him?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Well, good. Well, I'm glad you're here to talk about it. All right. First of all, let's. I want your read on the January 6th committee Thursday night infomercial. Yeah, what's your take? What was your takeaway?
My takeaway is it's a sham. I'd never believed the story anyway. I don't know. I mean, there's a. They just made a tremendous arrest. 31 people, I think, in Idaho. All dressed,
yes, right.
Dressed just like FBI agents for some reason, and in the arrest, they allowed them to keep their masks on and their hats on. That's bad police work, right there.
Yeah. Well, you know, this whole deal. I mean, look at. We're being forced a narrative, and certainly that's the case in what we saw. And most people are fair-minded. I even spoke with probably a half dozen of my Democratic friends, and they had this sense of uncomfortability about what they saw on Thursday. They just said they didn't feel like it was fair. And I think that there's that middle of America that sees things that are fair and unfair, and particularly in light of the Joe Biden administration, particularly in light of the history of the 45th president of the United States and all the great things he did for the country and for the people. And so there's a clear comparison there, and they think, okay, wow, this is like impeachment number 3, right?
Yeah, that's a great way of putting it, actually. And what the good news here is that good people everywhere are noticing that there's some bad players, mm-hmm. and the bad players are pulling levers, and the good people are not liking it. So hopefully there's a greater awakening that's happening as a result of the left overreaches. But it's amazing what they're doing to science right now is astonishing.
Unpack that. Go ahead.
Well, I do want to talk about this for just a minute because my conference is about education. And my whole mission is about education. And the fact is, Bill, we've all been miseducated. We've all been misinformed. Mm-hmm. And we're still believing the lies that the school taught us. So we're going to have to unpack all of that before we can actually move forward. Because the things that we take as given now, the very mm-hmm. definition of education, that you need a teacher, is falsy. It's a lie. The idea that education is difficult is a lie. The idea that you need professionals to teach is a lie. And, you know, my daughter recently said to me that she was thinking of going to college for business. And I said, well, that's fascinating. I said, you do understand that when you get there, you will be taught business by people who likely have never run a business. And she looked at me and she said, well, that seems odd. And I said, it is odd, but that's the system that we've all been steeped in. My kids not, but the rest of me and everybody I know, basically, we grew up in a system that told us you have to have a high school diploma to go to college. Well, guess what? That's not true. I'm living proof that that's not true. And I went to Duke University. So you don't have to get a high school diploma to go to college. You don't have to get a college degree to go to medical school or law school. All of these rules that we've been taught that we have to abide by the rules, and now we're seeing that the rule makers are the first ones to break their own rules. There is a big round that's coming. And I education is right that the center nut of it. And so what I'm doing is I'm teaching people to free themselves from the shackles that have been imposed on them by the schools. By the schools. And the other thing that I want to point out is there's this tremendous theft that's taken place that we didn't even notice. It was such a sleight of hand. But the theft has been that the children were removed from the home. So the school basically stole the children from the parents. And so right now we have this assumption that teenagers rebel, right? Oh, we roll our eyes. Teenagers, right. What are you going to do with them? They rebel. That's what they do. No! That's what they do when they've been steeped in public school all their lives. But that's not normal.
Good point.
My kids were home educated. Yeah. They didn't rebel. They don't rebel. They never eyes at me. Do you know why? I taught them they wouldn't do that. They don't badmouth me behind my back. And my daughter said that she was hanging out with some friends who were badmouthing their parents behind their back. And she said, Mom, you know why? They watched live action Disney growing up. I'm sure of it. And my kids were never allowed to watch live action Disney because the modeling that we have in our culture today is parents are so dumb. Dad's such a dolt. He's such an idiot. All the sitcoms, the dad's an idiot, right? Well, what do you expect as the kids grow up? And so the playbook for home learning is really more than just showing parents how they can easily educate their children at home. It's more than that. It's actually getting to the nut of, in a sense, what is wrong in people's lives. You know, our schools completely obliterate the question of spirituality by ignoring it. Do you know how a lie by omission is still a lie, right? So their omission of the Bible, and their admission that all religions are the same, and none of them really count for anything, but if you need them, if that's a good crutch for you, go ahead. Like this intense hubris, right? But what happens?
Exactly. Sam, we've got to go to break. Just heads up, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, the Playbook for Home Learning Conference is going to take place in Port St. Lucie, Florida, June the 24th and 25th. We'll continue our conversation with Sam Sorbo after this. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Back 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We're fresh and independent Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Sam Sorbo continues with us, the actress, film producer, author, and homeschooling advocate. And we're talking about the big lie that has really stolen our children. You think about it. And this isn't something that just happened in the last generation. This has actually been going on since the early 1900s. The atheist decided early.
They said, look, if we can get control of public schools and get the government to pay for it, and we're going to get the people to pay for the indoctrination of their own children. I mean, this is absolutely diabolical, Sam, what's been going on, you know, for over 100 years. And now it's all coming to a head, and parents are waking up to the reality that, wait a minute, you know, it does not happen. And you talk about the big lie that the left wants to talk about. I mean, there's such a profundity of big lies running around. They just go ahead and pick one, right?
Well, gun control. Define gun control. I'll define it for you. Gun control is when the government controls all the guns. That's what gun control is. Mm-hmm. That's all gun control is. Because the absence of gun control is good guys win.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what gun control is. And you talk about, You wanted to discuss gun control and the fact that in this debate they're not talking about strengthening in the schools. They're talking about mental health. They're talking about all this other stuff. I want to talk about the fact that we teach children in school that life has no meaning. You teach generations of young people that life has no meaning. Well, what do you expect? Of course they're going to go shoot people. Life has no meaning. Mm-hmm. This is the culmination of the doctrine that they have been exposing these children to for generations. And so I want to talk about this big nut, because I think this is a big idea that I've been fulminating on. This idea that they deprive us of spirituality by their omission and also by abject ridicule of spirituality. Mm-hmm. Those stupid Christians, those people who believe in God, it's so silly because science, everyone, and evolution, everyone, which evolution, by the way, survival of the fittest, that means the guys with the guns win. It means bullying. It actually codifies bullying as the law of the land.
Might
so
makes
if you're
right.
Against bullying, then you have to rethink why you would send your children into a system that values bullying. But more importantly, the system, really the highest aspiration of the system for your child is college prep and career readiness. And we don't have a lot of time, but that boils down to money. So the highest value of the system is money. Money is the highest goal, okay? So we are steeped in that for 12 years, K through 12, money, 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 money. Then you go to college for 4 years, great, graduate, get a job, work for 50 years at a company, retire with a gold watch, right? Meanwhile, maybe you've had a family, because that's the American way. So you had a family, had kids. Your kids were stolen from you by the school system. The schools basically told the kids that you were an idiot. Your kids are estranged. You know, by and large, there isn't a strong family bond because the schools destroy the family bonds, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
At 50 years old, you've got a guy who achieved the brass ring. He did everything that they told him was the definition of success, meaning money, right? And he has no spirituality in his life because that's stupid. And all of a sudden he's going, but I'm not happy. And so he goes through a midlife crisis. And he gets a Porsche. And he trades in his wife for a newer model because he thinks somehow that that's going to bring him money. Bring in happiness, because money is the equivalent of happiness. Success is the equivalent of happiness for the school system. And we've been taught that, and that is an abject lie. That is the biggest lie ever. We are taught in school that sacrifice is bad, and that's a lie. Do not allow them to teach your children lies. Do not permit that. Save your children from the lies. And in the meantime, if you come to the Playbook for Home Learning, I will rescue you from the lies that you've been exposed to your whole life, right, by the school, i.e. you're not good enough. That's the message of the school, because, boy, if you didn't get a gold star, you don't know it. And if you don't know it, you better find an expert. You better find a teacher. I mean, that's why we're in the mess we're in today with COVID. Is that everybody said, well, let's find an expert to tell us how to navigate through this. We've never had a pandemic before. How does Fauci know how to do this? And arguably, he doesn't. And so we're in this mess because we put all of our eggs in one basket. We said, we got to find the one expert who can tell us how to do this. By the way, he happened to be the one expert who put us in the mess. Oh,
exactly.
Well, convenient.
Yes, exactly. Well, and this is the thing. John Tamney, in his new book, Sam, really brings this to bear, is that what they did is they isolated us in such a way that they negated the combined knowledge of everybody. I mean, when you think 330 million people, combine everybody's knowledge of 330 people versus Dr. Fauci, who's compromised, who owes his soul to the company store, and he's been bought and sold by the communists. So, you know, here it is. I mean, and we're following him. Like, he's got a track record, a proof track record that he's followable.
This is the communist system. Is the police, the Politburo makes all the decisions for all the peons, the proletariat, right?
Mm,
and
right.
We have now become the proletariat. Why? Because we've been educated to do that. Because why? Government controls the school. And in a free nation wherein the people are supposedly the power holders, right? Government of
right.
the people, by the people, for the people. The government has no business getting involved in the education of young people.
Well, it's like you say, it's a way for them to trap us. It's like, you know, when I was growing up as a kid, before your time, but you probably may slightly remember a song from Tennessee, Ernie Ford, that said, I owe my soul to the company store. And I find it over the years to be consistent. It's they find these trappings for you to owe your soul to government. And it all, like you said, it all starts with a big lie that has been passed on from one generation to the next. And to me, tuition debt is part of that indebtedness. That's part of that owing your soul to the company store, right? If you've got tuition debt, you're not free. You're not liberated. And everything about our spirituality is what Jesus gave us, and that was that he gave us freedom, that we would be free indeed, right? And so the government is doing everything they can, you know, and listen, because you'll hear Joe Biden's words in the background screaming, they're going to put you all in chains. Well, this is what our government is doing to us, is putting us all in chains, right?
He said the quiet part out loud.
Yes.
So.
Yes. Every once in a while, he does get it right.
Here's another, right? The lie in the school. There's so many lies, and I go through them at the conference. But one of these lies is college prep and career readiness. Well, what is that? Mm-hmm. Well, not only is it a lie, it's a Ponzi scheme. Because career readiness, well, that's not even happening anymore, right? Kids are in mm-hmm. their parents' basements. But
right.
College prep is convincing you to go spend a lot of money in college. You have to borrow the money, but go and use a lot of money to go to college, to graduate with nothing meaningful. So many kids are graduating with meaningless degrees, right? But
right.
The idea is that you're gonna get a job that will pay you enough money to pay back the company store.
Yes.
It's a Ponzi scheme. And that's why, and it's not real education, and I can prove that. It is actually the opposite of education. So not only is it damaging, but it's not even accomplishing sort of as a mitigation for the damage that it does. You would say, well, but it also does good things. No. The actual accomplishment of our school institutions is the opposite of education. In fact, I'm arguing that the school's sole competency is in teaching us how incompetent we are.
Exactly. Well, they want to dumb you down because then you're easily controlled. And critical thinking, forget about critical thinking, because critical thinking brings in self-responsibility and individuality, right?
Well, and they're saying that they're teaching critical thinking, and they're not. They're teaching uncritical following the experts. And so that's what I go over at the Playbook for Home Learning Conference. It's in Port St. Lucie, June 24, 25. You can go to samsorbo.com for all the information. And you can go to sorboisraeltrip.com to come with Kevin and me to Israel next May.
Outstanding. Sam Sorbo, she is the actress, film producer, author, and homeschooling advocate. Thank you, Sam. Take care. God bless.
This report is sponsored by T-Mobile. T-Mobile has invested in its network resources and expanded its emergency response fleet to be ready for whatever this year's hurricane and wildfire seasons bring its way. June 1 is the official start of the hurricane season. T-Mobile has made network resiliency investments, added new response vehicles and thousands of backup generators, and launched a new collaboration with the Weather Channel to keep customers, communities, and first responders connected when needed most. T-Mobile also shared tips so that everyone can take active steps to prepare before and during weather events. Make a disaster kit with a list of emergency numbers and waterproof resealable bags and chargers. Download the Red Cross and FEMA apps and subscribe to your local authorities' text alerts on your phone. Download the Weather Channel app on your smart TV or streaming device and ensure your communication devices are fully charged. T-Mobile is preparing to support a more resilient network in the face of storm season, and customers can be prepared too. Visit T-Mobile.com/news for more information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
I don't think we're going to have a recession. I know people are very upset, and rightly so, about inflation, but there's nothing to suggest that inflation and that a recession's in the works.
Bank of America is exposing Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, and she may be wrong again. B of A issued a warning that inflation is in a technical recession. That's a quote from Michael Hartnick. He's the bank's chief investment strategist. A group of bipartisan senators have reached a gun safety framework, which includes enhanced background checks for those under 21, funding for mental health, and school safety and state grants for red flag laws. This is an agreement on principle and not legislative text, which comes next. U.S. annual inflation rose to 8.6% in May, the highest in 40 years. USA Radio News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
And we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Bill Federer joins us now, the American Minute creator, nationally known speaker, best-selling author, and president of Amerisearch. Hey, Bill, how are you, buddy?
Great to be with you, Bill.
Hey, always good. I wanted to get your insight, being since you have been steeped in all things politics and political. You know, this January 6th hearing, I mean, what we're hearing, even from Fox News, I mean, Brett Baer, bless his heart, couldn't seem to hold Senator Coons in check. And I guess, you know, as far as the Democrats are concerned, they're going to come on and, you know, articulate their position. But, you know, I think more and more of the American people are seeing this, you know, for what it is. I mean, it has nothing to do with, you know, true liberty and the American way of life. It has everything to do to basically impeach President Trump one more time because they just didn't have enough fun the first two times at the people's expense, right?
Yes. Well, you know, I wrote a book called Socialism, The Real History from Plato to the Present, and the subtitle is How the Deep State Capitalizes on Crises to Consolidate Control. And throughout the Cold War, the CIA and the KGB both were involved in staging protests and violence and blaming it on the other side and then using that as an excuse to overthrow a leader. Mm-hmm. There are instances where when they were wanting to overthrow the Shah in Iran,
right,
there were soldiers dressed up as Shah soldiers, but they were the opposition, and they bolted a theater and locked all the viewers inside and burnt the theater down. And it was all blamed on the Shah, so it's stirring up all this hatred toward the Shah. But this strategy, when you go through history, it makes it pretty clear that the January 6th event was infiltrated by Antifa, BLM, and FBI operatives. And so it's sort of like the Whitmer kidnapping.
Exactly.
They found out that the whole thing was planned by the FBI, paid for by the FBI, organized by the FBI, and they got a couple low IQ guys that thought they were going out for beers. One of them said that the FBI agent gave him marijuana, and then based on those confessions, they caught him in a kidnapping plot, and then when it went to trial, it found out that the FBI planned the whole thing. But this is a very similar strategy. A little history. In 1788, the King of Sweden wanted to attack Russia, but his parliament would not approve the funding. It was King Gustav III. So the King Gustav had the tailor of the Royal Swedish Opera sew Russian uniforms and had Swedish soldiers put on the Russian uniforms and stage an attack at a Swedish outpost at Pumala. And the news picked it up that the Russians had attacked, and the parliament quickly folded and approved funding for Gustav's war with Russia. So here you plan the attack against yourself, right?
Exactly.
Another is called the Gliwice Incident in 1939. Hitler wanted to invade Poland, but world public opinion would not support it. And so Hitler had some Nazi soldiers dress up in Polish soldier uniforms and attack a German outpost. The news media picked it up that the Poles had attacked Germany, and this provided the excuse for Hitler to go into Poland and conquer it. And that was called the Gliwice Incident.
Mm-hmm. In each case, Bill, what's happening is you've got to watch who can benefit from it, you know, from that plan. Just like with January 6th, who was to benefit from it, and their acts of omission and commission, which are quite glaring, but we can't talk about it because the chairman of said committee has said, look, we're not going to talk about, all we're going to talk about is that day. We're not going to talk about what led up to it. We're not going to talk about, you know, the psychology or the psychological aspect of a million people coming to D.C., you know, thinking that, and in some cases really believing that there had been fraud in the 2020 election. But you can't address that. You're stifling that, and all you want to talk about is, you know, some video of Donald Trump that they've edited. I mean, they've played games with this. I mean, it's so obvious what they've done. I mean, to the point that even two liberal, you know, legal beagles in Jonathan Turley and Dershowitz have said, you know, this is all a fraud. But meanwhile, we're getting all twisted up in knots, and it's all to condition the people that they better make sure that they get the message, and that is that they do not allow Donald Trump to enter back into the political orbit.
Yeah, that's because they want some rhino deep state person like Pence or somebody in there. But when you go through and look at it, there are thousands of hours of video of the Capitol on that day that they're refusing to let out. Mm-hmm. Some of the people have let out, and it was shown on Newsmax. Greg Kelly showed it, where we've all seen the guy, the Capitol police officer, shooting through the glass door and hitting Ashley Babbitt.
Ashley Babbitt, right. Mm-hmm.
What Greg Kelly showed was 30 seconds before that, there were three police officers standing in front of that glass door. And then suddenly Greg Kelly says, oh, must be coffee break. And, like, all three of them just leave.
Just walk away, right.
And like,
yes.
15 seconds later is when Ashley Babbitt shot. And it's like, and then there's video, and Greg Kelly on Newsmax, there's a police officer waving people inside.
Exactly.
And Greg Kelly says, I want to know that police officer's name. Are they going to ask that on January 6th? And then there are video of the police officers standing there waving the people through the hallways of the Capitol, and they're just standing around, and then the people walking through were just snapping pictures.
Oh yeah, exactly. It was like a self-guided tour. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, you cannot call this an insurrection when nobody's armed.
Right.
And
exactly.
There was somebody that I talked with that was there on the one side of the Capitol, and they were singing God Bless America, And this person, she held up her cell phone and did a 360 of the crowd and then went back to her hotel and saw the rioting taking place at that exact spot that she was at. And she looked at the video of the riot, and in the background, the bleachers are half constructed. Yet in her video, the bleachers are completely constructed. And lo and behold, it looks like they pre-filmed some stuff. And then on that day, those that were there with their cameras, there was no news media. There was no Fox. There was no CNN. There was no MSNBC or ABC. You know how Trump normally points at the camera?
Oh, of course, yes.
All the fake
news. Right.
There was no live footage that day and from the Trump speech. And so what happened was, they looks like they had some staged videos that they released that day and they went viral. Another was that they're in the Capitol with the guy with the bullhorns on, and they're like pushing back and forth against the police, and then somebody says, okay, stop, let's do this again, and they back up, and it was all rehearsed, and it looks like it was pre-filmed. So this fits the classic of a coup, yet they want to accuse the other side of what they're guilty of. It's a tactic called psychological projection.
Exactly. Well, a lot of this was similar to what happened in 9/11, Bill, is that they took footage of what people, you know, saw emotionally. They didn't reason. They just, you know, deduced things emotionally without the facts. And then when the facts came in, the emotions were so, they were so settled and rooted in the minds of people that they didn't want to hear reason. And I think this is kind of where we are right now. Do you think that's a fair assessment?
Yeah, two incidences from history, 1931. The Japanese were growing imperialistic power, and they had a railroad that went along a little area of the coast of China and near Mukden. And they claimed that there was a railroad explosion, and they blamed it on the Chinese, and they used it as an excuse to invade Nanking, China, and kill hundreds of thousands of people. Later, there was an international investigation, and they walked the entire railroad, and there was no explosion. They just made up something to blame it on the Chinese as an excuse to go in and kill them. 1955, Turkey gets a jihadi leader named Menderes. He wants to return to a caliphate, and there is a plot for a Turkish university student to place bombs in the Turkish consulate and in Ataturk's birthplace. Ataturk was the secular founding father of modern-day Turkey.
Bill, stay right there. We've got to go to break. More from Bill Fetter after this.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer offer you wonderful money-saving benefits. But you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, this is why the truth is so important, ladies and gentlemen. And this is, honestly, this is why we do this show 5 days a week. And we've been doing it now, going on our 14th year, because I felt like this is what was vacant. And what was so needed in our country was the pursuit of truth. We have been, you know, as Sam Sorbo had said in our first segment this morning, about the big lie, the lies that are abounding. I mean, it's amazing. And you think of, you know, the January 6th and all these big lies that continue to be perpetuated here. I mean, you know, people that should know better, elected senators and congressmen talking about, you know, Bill, it just drives me. I want to scream every time they talk about, you know, that five police, you know, varying variations of that. But there's a multiple number of police that were killed that day. That's a big lie. That didn't, you see, and once you say something like that, it discredits everything afterwards. But some people, they're just gone along with the emotion of what they think they saw or what they're being told that they saw, and they're just not objective enough to discern what's going on. Because the fact of the matter is that if you buy into that lie, what is that lie catching? What is it capturing you into? And that's what lies do. It's not some minor, innocent, white lie. It captures you in a way that steals your liberty, ultimately, doesn't it?
Yeah. It reminds me of the Bible story of Ahab wanting to go to war and asked Jehoshaphat to help him, who's the king of Judah. And Jehoshaphat said, isn't there a prophet of the Lord here? And, you know, his name's Micah. And,
yeah, after he went to several other prophets, by the way, you know, and they were all saying, oh, yeah, you're going to have it made, right? There was a bunch of prophets that were all going along with what Ahab had to say. Go ahead.
Yeah, and Ahab says, oh, there's this guy Micah, but he always has something bad. And so they bring Micah out, and he says, I saw the Lord, and he was asking, who can lead Ahab to his death? And one prophet, spirit said, I'll be a lying spirit in the mouths of his prophets.
Right.
And so, and then Ahab says to Jehoshaphat, see, didn't I tell you? You know, but this idea of mouths plural, and that's what you have with the liberal media. It's like they all have the same spirit. But anyway, historical story, 1955. Turkey gets a leader named Menderes who wants to return to a caliphate, and the plot is for a Turkish university student to place bombs in the Turkish consulate and in Ataturk's birthplace and blame the explosions on the Greeks, because Greeks had a minority in Constantinople, which used to be the Byzantine Christian capital of Europe for 1,000 years. Anyway, the bombs never went off, yet the newspapers ran with the story anyway, saying that the Greeks blew up the birthplace of Ataturk and the Turkish consulate. It whips the people of Constantinople or Istanbul into a frenzy. They attack the Greek minority neighborhood, and they destroy 80 ancient churches. They destroy stores. They call one of the writers for the London Sunday Times witnessed it. His name was Ian Fleming. You know him because he wrote the James Bond series. And Ian Fleming said hatred stirred in the streets like lava. And so here you have something that never happened, but the media ran with it, blaming these Greeks, and they use it as an excuse to drive out all the Greeks. This idea was also used by Stalin, 1934. He had a growing anti-Stalinist movement, sort of like a Tea Party movement. At the same time, Stalin had a friend named Sergei Kirov, the party boss of Leningrad, that was gaining popularity, praising Stalin, giving all these speeches, praising him. So Stalin had an idea. He would assassinate his friend, Sergei Kirov, and eliminate a potential rival, and blame the assassination on the anti-Stalinists. Nobody would suspect that Stalin would have done it, because he and Sergei were friends, and everybody would believe the anti-Stalinists did it. Stalin used this as an excuse to set up a committee to do investigations, to interrogate people, to round up people, and to kill over 1 million people in the first Great Purge of 1936. And so this idea was also used by Hitler. So Hitler had an Antifa BLM type group. They were called Brown Shirts or Sturmabteilung, which means stormtroopers, because they would storm into the meetings of Hitler's opponents. And then the Brown Shirts would lock arms and block access to public buildings and block streets. Could you imagine people doing that? And then the Brown Shirts went into the cities and smashed windows and looted and set on fire stores, over 7,500 stores in the Night of Broken Glass. And then their capital got set on fire, an insurrection, and evidence points to Hitler's own people setting the fire. But in the confusion, Hitler blamed his political opponents and decided to have committees to do investigations and round up all his political opponents and have them shot without a trial. And so this idea of staging an attack against the Capitol and blaming it on your political opponents, it's a well-practiced...
Exactly. Bill, I'm surprised, though. You know, why didn't they take advantage of Black Lives Matter? You know, when they actually did more damage there at D.C. than, you know, the million-plus people who attended the rally, you know, post-election on January 6th.
Yeah, you know, there are 600 BLM Antifa riots across the country prior to January 6th, doing millions and millions of dollars worth of damage.
Well, it's estimated $4 billion worth of damage, Bill.
And anybody that connects the dots knows that all that happened was BLM and Antifa people infiltrated the Trump rally along with the help of FBI informants, and they did the violence. Mm-hmm. There were videos of the people there at the Capitol singing these songs, and then a group comes up and starts smashing windows. And there are Trump supporters pulling away these rioters and yelling FBI infiltrators and
right.
Antifa, Antifa. There's other videos of these Antifa people going behind bushes and putting on Trump T-shirts and coming out saying, we got to get into the Capitol. And, you know, this idea, even recently, Erdogan in Turkey had an anti-Erdogan movement. For those not familiar, Erdogan is the leader of Turkey, and he made a quote, democracy is like a train. Once you get to your destination, you get off the train. And so you get elected democratically, then you secure, so you stay in power. So in Turkey, there was a growing anti-Erdogan movement. And so Erdogan gets in an airplane, flies in a circle, claims there was a coup against him, and then he pulls out a list of 30,000 of his political opponents and has committees to do investigations, and he rounds them up, and he zip-ties them and takes them away, and they've not been seen since. So this is the idea that when you have somebody that wants to seize power, they stage something, and they blame it on their political opponents.
Exactly. Well, and here we have, J6 prisoners, basically that are playing the roles of history long ago.
Yeah, even Tucker.
And in some cases, not all that long ago. Go ahead.
Tucker Carlson showed a video of the very first people breaking into the U.S. Capitol. They're all dressed in black from head to toe, with hoodies, with tactical gear, with weapons, and they go in a military style where one goes through to the right, the other goes through to the left, the other goes through to the middle, and they know exactly where they're going. They're going to windows, and they begin smashing. It does not look like Trump supporters that heard a speech and decided to, they just happened to all have black clothes handy, and they decided to put on black hoodies, black face masks, and bust into the Capitol. Clearly, these were people that had been intending to and planning to go in there, and along with all the news coming out with FBI informants, FBI operatives in the crowd, it looks like it was a staged event with the FBI operatives. And, you know, I hate to admit it, but we saw a co-opting of the IRS by the Democrats to target conservative groups.
Exactly. Lois Lerner. Yep, exactly. You're right. Go ahead.
We saw a co-opting of the intelligence gathering communities, NSA and everything, to dig up dirt on Obama's opponents. And so all we've seen is that the FBI, CIA, these agencies have been co-opted. The next big step is the military. And I just spoke in Boston. And a couple there, their daughter had been at West Point, and they said that they blocked the cadets in the room for a whole day and says you can't come out until you embrace the critical race theory and the vax and all this stuff. And
unbelievable.
They basically put these cadets under psychological pressure, and then this gal and her roommate decided enough of this, and they quit. But they were pushed out of, and so what's happening is we're now graduating people that are enmeshed in this getting rid of your typical patriot and replacing it with a co-opting, the same way the IRS was co-opted, the same way the intelligence gathering, the same way the FBI. We're seeing a weaponization, a political usurping of these agencies for one particular party. And it's manifesting itself now in this January 6th. And, you know, thank God for alternative media like yourselves and you know, Greg Kelly on Newsmax and others and that have the courage to report these things, and Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, for as long as we can, Bill, I'll tell you. But, you know, there's lots of pressure. You know, they don't want us to be independent. They want us complying, and we're, you know, we're the voice out in the wilderness. We're the voices in the wilderness still pursuing the truth no matter where it leads and reporting it back to the people. And, you know, we're grateful for, you know, for you, Bill, because you know history, and you're bringing the facts to bear on this illusion and the slight of hand.
Socialism, I
go ahead. 10 seconds left. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
My book on socialism, The Real History from Plato to the Present, has all these stories that I just mentioned in it, and AmericanMinute.com if you want to get a copy.
Bill Federer, thank you, sir.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillow.